This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With its governor's signature Friday, Mississippi has banned dismemberment abortions, something at the heart of D&E procedures. Because online sources avoid mentioning what happens in the middle of these abortions, some Americans could claim ignorance of the gruesome nature of the procedure. However, now that a ban on it has been put forward in over six states now, it may be thrust into the American consciousness, if not conscience, for this November's election. A similar Kansas ban is being held up in court. Pro-life advocates say the White House is making it clear it wants Christians to follow White House ideals when it comes to rules on contraceptives or even abortion-inducing contraceptives. They point to the administration's response to a Supreme Court request for how new, less restrictive accommodations might work. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, last week's plea that a Houston court dismiss charges against David DeLaden included scathing accusations that District Attorney Devin Anderson was in collusion with Planned Parenthood in accusing DeLaden. Community health centers stand to get $500,000 in former Planned Parenthood funding in Florida, and a pro-life Texas group is unhappy with Bank America charitable giving programs benefiting Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.